Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of Love Lighthouse Podcast. This is a space where we will learn, grow, and share together. I love to surround myself with fellow seekers. You, of course, are a seeker because you're here. I respect people so much for having the courage to go on a journey and to dig deep. It takes courage to learn new things and especially to face those hard things within ourselves to heal. It's not easy to win at the game of life, especially in the beginning. But with determination, will, and consistency, it begins to get easier and easier. So stick with it. Life gets more enjoyable as we start to win. That's the whole point, right? I look at this life experience as a game with three phases. We come here to forget who we are, remember who we are, and then turn around and help others remember who they are. I never consciously planned to become a life coach. I just wanted to figure out my own life. I had gotten to such a painful place in my life that I could not stand to stay the same anymore. I became so committed to my own self-healing. On my journey, I came across so many amazing gems to help awaken me, but one of the first things to really help me was this book about a woman who had been in a plane crash, and on her way to the hospital, she flatlined. She went to the other side and she had an experience. She was then revived and came back to life and wrote a book about her near-death experience. This book lit my soul on fire. I read it cover to cover within a few days. And then I went on to other near-death experience books. And even though they were different details, they all came back with the same message. And that is, love is above all. Love is supreme. And what are you doing in your life to show up at your greatest capacity of love? That was the underlying message of all these books I read with these people that had visited the other side and come back and written a book about it. So I realized at that time, I had been sleepwalking in life. Many of you are also missing your life. If you are not happy and enjoying this journey, and I mean really enjoying it, then you are missing the point like I was. Why are you here? Why are we all here? Are you living the life you planned before you came here to Earth? Or are you just going through the motions like I was? We were all so excited to come here and play the game of life. Here's the thing. You can't win the game if you don't, first of all, know you're playing, and second, you don't know the rules. The first phase is for us to come here and completely forget who we are. This is where the veil is put in place. You may have heard of that. It's that blanket of forgetfulness. We as humans are all meant to come to Earth and essentially forget who we really are. If we didn't forget, then there really would be no point. I like to think of life as a game. Imagine you were playing Monopoly with a few other people. At the beginning of the game, you were given all the money and all the properties. There would be no point to even play because even before you started, there'd be no challenge, no strategizing, no decision making, and no learning, and it would be absolutely no fun for you or for the other players because you would automatically win. So, what makes a game fun is that you have to think, learn, and pay attention. When you make a losing move, you try to learn from it and decide what to do on your next turn. I was playing a game last night with my daughter, and it was so much fun to see what she did when she made a silly move and then watch her strategize to make a better one next time. In the end, she beat me. She was delighted as she made wrong moves and then made right ones. Life is so much like a game. If we came here full knowing how powerful we are and that we can have, be, or do anything, then it would be pointless. The life experience is a marvelous adventure. We knew about the game of life before we came here and what the object of the game was. We also had so much anticipation and couldn't wait to play it because we ultimately knew that no matter how challenging the game would be, we would have the tools to win. So with this first phase, we create our story of lies and build an illusion of who we are. This is where we set up the game board. We get really into our character and we take on all of these labels of stories of who we are. So, of course, we have whether we're male, female, we have a label of our sexuality, of our religion, of our spiritual beliefs, of, you know, our political stance, our race, our economical class. So we have all of these different stories and labels, and then, of course, many, many others. And they're just labels. That's all they really are. And we also start to go another layer and we start to build a story about our worth and what we're good at and what we're not good at and all the mistakes we've made. And we start to really build a case against ourselves. And that's the first phase of our life, is setting up that challenge for the game. The second phase is for us to start to go on a journey to remember the truth of who we really are. And to start that personal growth and that healing and connecting on a spiritual level. This is where we realize that our life is a lie, that you're actually so much more than you thought you were. And therefore, so is everyone else. This is where you start to take off the blinders and look at life on a much grander scale. And we start to see the bigger picture and remember the bigger picture. This is really about remembering. This is where we start to forgive all those people who we feel have wronged us. This is where we learn about our power to create. And we feel a weight lifted off of our shoulders as we heal and let go. This is where we discover our life purpose and our passion and our gifts. And most of all, this is where you learn to forgive you and learn to love you, is in phase two. We also learn about soul agreements. This is a magical, exhilarating feeling once you start to get into phase two. If I'm speaking about things that you're not very familiar with, it's okay. I will be going over these things in the next upcoming episodes, and we will dive deeper into them, and you will become more and more familiar with them. The third phase and final is to remind others the truth of who they are. I like to think of these three phases as, I feel like the movie Titanic is very symbolic to this idea. So the first phase would be when those passengers of the ship are out in the water and they're flailing around. They're scared and they're in the dark and they don't know if they're going to be okay. The second phase, where we start to remember who we are, would be symbolic to the people getting in the boats and being rescued. And they get a blanket around them and they start to calm their system down. They start to experience peace, because now they know they're going to be okay. They start to experience joy and gratitude because they've been saved. And then the third phase would be symbolic to where we turn around and help others remember who they are. This would be symbolic to going back in the rescue boats and pulling those people out of the water and putting the blanket around them and helping them feel safe and secure and joy. So the object of the game of life is to get into the third phase, standing in your purpose and spreading love and light to the world by helping others. That's when it gets really good, when we start to help others heal. Now, this may sound all fluffy and easy, but it is really challenging. If it were easy, then everyone you know would be living a fabulous life, and I'm sure that is not the case. In fact, I believe most people get to phase one, and they never move past that in their entire lives. I'm sure you can think of someone who passed on out of this life that never really attained greatness. The human journey is so unique, though. So since we're on a planet of free will, we get to choose at what point, if we wake up, ever. So for the first 30 plus years of my life, I was definitely in phase one. I had completely forgotten who I am. I had a lot of really painful stories about my identity that I was lugging around through life. And I had some super traumatic experiences in my childhood. And then I got married at a really young age and started having my own kids. When I was 7 months pregnant with my second child, my marriage fell apart. And I found myself at 24 years old, with a toddler, a newborn baby, no money, no plans for my future, and a completely wrecked sense of self-worth. That was a really scary place to be, and I was at a major crossroads. At that moment, I had the choice to spin and go down an even more destitute path, or start to go on a journey of self-discovery. I chose to go on the journey to step into the phase two of the game of life and start remembering the truth of who I really am. It was hard. It was so hard to start facing my truths, and I had made a lot of mistakes. I don't really call them mistakes or look at them like that now, but at the time, I surely did. I felt like I was making so many mistakes. And it took me several years to really step out of that first phase. I would teeter back and forth between forgetting who I am and going back to these self-sabotaging habits and then wanting so much to heal, learn, progress, and move forward. At first, I failed miserably. For about 6 years as a single mom, I was in a space of what I call my dark ages. I didn't really even know up from down. I was calling in lots of chaotic drama into my life, and I did not have a spiritual belief system. I still had a ton of stuff from my past to heal from, and I was searching for validation that I was worthy outside of myself. And of course, you can never find your worth outside of yourself. You always have to go within. That's the only place you can find your worth. So, after a lot of tears and heartache, I finally picked myself up and really began to heal. I started to remember the truth of who I am, who we all are. We are not our choices, experiences, or our circumstances. At our core, we are powerful, omnipotent, magical beings who brought our energy way down to even inhabit a human body. We are love and light, playing the part of a human. I always find it interesting when someone says that it's hard for them to show their love to other people, or to say they love, you know, those people in their life that really matter to them. That's who we are. We are love in a human body. Or I find it interesting when people say they're not spiritual. That's who we are. We are spirit in a human body. Of course we're spiritual. We are all spiritual. The great spiritual teacher Osho said, "When awareness comes and the light comes, the ego disappears like darkness. And then there is freedom. That freedom knows no ego. And that freedom is love. And that freedom is God. That freedom is nirvana. That freedom is truth. In that freedom, you exist in God. God exists in you. Then nothing wrong can ever happen through you. Then your life is virtue. Then your very breathing is meditation. Then you walk and it is poetry. Then you sit silently and it is dance. Then you are a blessing to the world. You are blessed. On my journey into remembering the truth of who I am." So I started learning about universal laws, meditation, and manifesting. I learned that we are all creators and that we have all the power to call in what we want. My fire was lit so bright, I wanted to shout from the rooftops what I was learning to everyone that would listen. One of the major turning points in my life was the day I got out a piece of paper and I rewrote my story. I was getting so frustrated because I had learned so much. I really was trying so hard. I was really committed. I'd read a slew of self-help books. I'd attended seminars. I'd listened to tons of personal growth teachers. But my life wasn't really changing that much. I had all this information up in my mind, but I didn't know how to take it from my mind down into my heart and really apply it to my life to see real change. So one day, I finally sat down, I went within, and I asked myself, what kind of life do I really want to be living? I'd like for you to ask yourself that question. In fact, you can write that question down right now. What kind of a life do you really want to be living? I was now married to my wonderful husband. We loved each other so much, but we'd been through a lot in our lives before we'd ever even met up in this lifetime. We both had a lot of healing to do from our past, and my stories that I had gathered about myself, well, they were more like lies I had gathered, were wreaking havoc on my marriage, and I didn't know how to get past them. So even though I was trying, God knows I was trying, but there was one major piece of the puzzle that I was missing. Even though I was learning, I wasn't applying and taking action and actually doing the things that I was learning. In fact, I see this a lot with people. They gather all of this information and they seek all this knowledge, but they fail to put it into action. So one day we had a massive fight, and I remember us storming off to opposite ends of the house, and I was so upset. I remember staring at the floor and contemplating about the painful place that our marriage was in at the moment and what I was going to do. All of a sudden, I had a major awakening moment on how to heal my marriage. I thought to myself, Jen, all of the information that you have learned about manifesting, you know you are a creator of your life, and this is what you are choosing to create. You could do so much better, sister. So, I decided to finally take action and apply the powerful life-changing information I had learned. In that moment, I rewrote my story. I wrote it out, my story, the good old-fashioned way with a pen and a paper. I folded it up and I put it in my purse. My story I wrote that day was radically different than what my current reality was at the time. But I was super committed. I was no longer willing to stay the same anymore. I got out my new story day after day and I read it. After a while, I started to see my life shift into something really beautiful and joyful. I am now living my dreams. I've been married to the love of my life for over 15 years now. I have 4 wonderful children, and I'm living my life with passion, teaching others all these gems I've learned along the way. So I know it may seem simple to just write down a new beautiful daydream story to change your life. And it is simple, but don't mistake simple for easy. Changing our current story is seriously one of the most challenging things to overcome because our stories run really, really deep. But it is the only way to see our lives change and get better from our current reality. You can get Reiki, read books, listen to podcasts, you can go to 5,000 seminars, you can get a freaking lobotomy, but your life will never, ever, never, ever change until you change your story. In order to step into phase 2, you must remember that you are powerful and you can create real change through the story you have about you, your life, and the world. This is what I call an I have arrived moment right here, right now. This is something that I've seen in my mind, having a podcast, and sharing all of this information with the world. And now here I am, sharing with all of you. I want you to ask yourself, where are you at in the game of life? I can tell by the fact that you are here listening to this podcast that you are at least somewhat in phase 2 and maybe phase 3. So you're definitely wanting to remember more of the truth of who you are by seeking personal growth and listening to podcasts. But maybe in phase 3, where you like to share with others and you like to tell them about the valuable things that you learn in your life. Doing work to reach in and learn and grow. So congrats. No matter where things are at in your life right now, I want you to get so excited because we're going on a beautiful journey together to peel back the layers of who we truly are and then turn around and remind others who they are. I promise you this. You are a magical creator and you can be, do, or have anything you want. It's time for you to get out a piece of paper and design the life of your dreams. I want to invite you to head to my Instagram at jensuliafu to download the printable that goes with this podcast. Let's make this year our best one yet, my loves. See you soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Love Lighthouse. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss anything. I'm so excited to be on this journey together. See you next week.